Hello, my name is Rory St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. Welcome to This Day in History. On November 18th, 1978, People's Temple leader Jim Jones leads hundreds of his followers in a mass murder-suicide at their agricultural commune in remote northwestern Guyana. The few cult members who refused to take the cyanide-laced fruit-flavored concoction were either forced to do so at gunpoint or shot as they fled.
All right. Very open-minded cult leader here. So for those of you who don't want to take the gunshot, cyanide, cyanide Kool-Aid, cyanide injection, or Barry Manilow album, I have this option for you. Gorge yourself on this boiled broccoli. Commence.
Oh, Sally.
Yes, Susie?
This is wonderful. I actually hear that broccoli has antioxidants that will help save our lives. He's actually not killing us.
Actually, bad news. When it's boiled, all the antioxidants are gone.
I wish you hadn't whispered so loudly.
Man, Jim Jones, you're kind of a jerk.
Yes, I am. I'm also not going to kill myself here and escape in this biplane.
Okay. Ooh, hey, Kool-Aid.
Drink heartily. Away!
Having done what he intended to do, teaching people that broccoli did not retain its antioxidant nature after being boiled, Jim Jones flew into a rift in time with his biplane and became the Red Baron. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.